El Sueño Americano, The American Dream, by Tom Kiefer. Imagine you've come across a rosary, a group of family photographs, or a personal diary in a trash can, knowing these items were not willingly thrown away. What would you do? It was at the intersection of shock and disbelief that I came into contact with deeply personal items carried by migrants who were apprehended in the desert and taken to a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol processing facility in southern Arizona. I started working there in July 2003, and it was several years later that I requested permission to retrieve the food carried by migrants and asylum seekers from the trash bins and to take that food to our local food bank. It was during this process of separating out the canned food that I would find Bibles, belts, billfolds, spare clothing, socks, shoes, and other personal items. I would drop off the food after my shift, but the individual items I brought home with me, believing that these needed to be documented, photographed in a way that would show what was being taken away. It's a humbling experience imagining the lives and stories of the individuals who carried these items that sustained them on their journey. Who carried, for example, a small pocket diary that included an entry about Blanca, describing her beautiful, hypnotic eyes and the bearer's unyielding love to her? What does one make of all the billfolds and wallets, many with identification cards and other sensitive information intact? How did those become separated from their rightful owners? This body of photographic work is made from these and tens of thousands of other personal belongings seized from those whose attempt to cross the United States ended at a government facility in southwestern Arizona. Individually and collectively, these items represent the lives, hopes, and aspirations of approximately 10 million people living in fear of ICE, knocking on their doors, separating and tearing apart their families, further inflaming and dividing our communities, states, and nation. Thank you, Chapman University and Escalette Permanent Collection, for acquiring this work and making it available to the public. Thank you.